But the question is, how does one learn to step through the portal? This is not an easy thing. One way we could talk about this is in terms of the imagination. Imagination is a very widely used word, and it's usually associated with artistic pursuits or with understanding symbols and myths. It's often said that in order to appreciate the meaning of symbols, one needs to engage the imagination. Probably few of us would think that a symbol can be fully comprehended using rational intelligence alone. But what about a doctrine? Is the same true of a doctrine? It may be that you wouldn't immediately associate the imagination with the investigation and study of the Dharma. But I believe that is what is needed. In understanding the Dharma, one can only go so far with rational intelligence. We need to be able to make an imaginative leap from the words on the page or the tenets of the doctrine to the spiritual experience that they disclose. This is where studying the Dharma can become exciting, even exhilarating, even frightening. These are not just dead words on a page. They're keys that can unlock a wisdom hoard. They're clues pointing to an invisible world, the Buddha mind. To put what I've been saying in slightly more traditional language, we need to approach the Dharma, we need to apprehend the Dharma through the faculty of prajna, or wisdom. And I'm going to say a bit more about prajna and exactly what that is towards the end of my talk. But having introduced my general approach of the Dharma as a portal, Dharma text as portal, I'd like to invite you into an experiment. And we're going to engage in an experiment of stepping through a Dharmic portal, hopefully this evening. Now, this portal that we may or may not step through is perhaps not one of the best known portals of the Dharma. It's maybe in a relatively obscure location. Not many people find this particular portal, and probably even fewer choose to step through it. But anyway, I've chosen it. And it's from a sutta from the Majjhima Nikaya, which is the middle length sayings of the Pali Canon. And this sutta is called the Parable of the Relay Chariots. And if you'd like to follow this up, you'll find a reference to it in Bante's book, What is the Dharma? Chapter 8. It's Majjhima Nikaya number 24, for those who want technical information. So I don't have time to comment on the whole sutta this evening, but instead I want to focus on the main teaching that it contains.